Spending some time this morning talking about the military banning MySpace and YouTube from its users on the military's network in Iraq and here. Basically saying the video is a problem. It eats up the network bandwidth. Sometimes it gives away sensitive information. And whether that's true or not, because I still haven't heard one good real-world example where that's true. You know what I mean? I haven't heard one reference to that in any of these stories that are online about this. So, you know, are the insurgents really going through all the soldiers' MySpace pages trying to find video that's going to give stuff away?
If they are, they probably aren't finding anything, you know, too terribly informative.
Right, I mean, because I'd assume most of the stuff, most guys have enough sense that most of the stuff would be pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
And it's an important way for them to stay in touch with family and friends, so we just want to open up the phones, because obviously Jerry Ann and I are no expert on this, on the whole situation at all. So 539-9750 or 238-0975 are the numbers. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I think it's retarded.
Why?
Like, because, like, a lot of my friends that are downrange in Iraq and stuff, that's, like, predominantly how I talk to them and stuff, through MySpace. It's just, it's easier that way, because, I mean, you can go on AKO and email each other that way, but it's just a pain in the ass, because to get into AKO, you have to, like, set your password, like, every 3 days you have to reset it, and it's just a pain in the ass to log in.
Is there no other piece of technology you can have to, I mean, because MySpace, yeah, you can put video up there, but most people don't. They use it primarily for, you know,
their
photos, yeah, and communicating back and forth. Leaving messages like, for each other and support on their walls and stuff.
Yeah, like my friend, one of my friends, Sean, he has like all his family is on MySpace. And that's like, I don't know why he doesn't call his family, but like his mom and his dad, they talk on MySpace like all the time. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, you can go home and do it and stuff from your home computer. But like the guy said earlier, like when you're at work and there's nothing going on, I mean, what are you going to do? Sit there and watch paint dry? I mean...
Yeah,
I don't know. It's retarded.
Well, I don't know if the bandwidth issue. I know that's something they want to throw out there. I don't buy that as much as I buy, you know, giving away strategic positions or just, you know, wanting to just hold back some of that information. Because what number of people are, and to what extent is there just a constant flow? Like everybody's constantly uploading video. What number of soldiers could be doing that at any given time?
I don't know. I mean, like you go on MySpace. You go on MySpace and you, under videos, if you put, like, Iraq or war or something like that, like 1,000 videos will come up and stuff from people making videos over there and stuff like that, but I don't know. I think it's just another way for the Army to micromanage its troops again.
Yeah, I saw a really cool video that a soldier put together just a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
And it was stuff that he put together in Iraq, and it was just beautifully done. And it's just, it sucks that, you know, someone who's using it appropriately... It gets restricted like that, but obviously, like one of our last callers said, there's still an optional network you can take it to.
Yeah.
So, we appreciate the call, man.
All right, man.
Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
I wanted to respond to the lady who was talking about giving positions away.
Yeah.
It's a load of crap because I've got Google Earth on my computer, and I can sit there and find the exact latitude and longitude down to the hundredth of a second of my chew that I had while I was in Iraq. So the position thing is mook because Google Earth has the exact position of all of the fobs that are there. Next to that, the internet is crap. The private contractors, they overload their networks, they don't design them right, and they're basically over there making a crap load of money and taking advantage of the soldiers. More often than not, the internet's down than it's up because they don't design them, they don't lay them out right, and they overload their bandwidth.
So you just don't have access to what you need technology-wise to be able to use the internet like you would back home.
Right. I mean, you can sit there and you can go to the cyber cafes if they're up, and not only that, you're going to be waiting in line for 2-3 hours.
I wonder, does it have something to do with their technology? I mean, obviously there isn't a bunch of fiber optic cable running through Iraq.
They do satellite.
Okay.
But what they only put... you know, one satellite dish up and they put 1,000, 2,000 people on the one
thing.
Satellite dish.
Yeah.
You know, so they're just divvying out the bandwidth. I was lucky to get 8.5 KB download speeds.
Jeez, what do you pay for that?
It was costing me like $60 a month to have it in my room.
You had to personally pay for that?
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
You know, and not only that, there's a lot of fobs that don't even have access to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Or their access is strictly an MWR with one or two computers in it. I know when I was over there, I was at Abu Ghraib, and we had two computers, and it was strictly military computers. That was our only ability to communicate with the outside.
So everyone just had to share the same two computers that ran slow as hell?
Right.
I gotcha.
I mean, granted, there wasn't a whole lot of us,